13th pack of Kalim, 7th Mishnah. Kadumim Ashkeloinim Shenishveru. For Unkelio Shel Kayemis. This Kadumim was a long piece of wood. And there are a lot of metal hooks coming out of it, and they would hang different things on it, hang jugs of water to cool them off on them. So, if it was broken, and these chains, the hooks that are coming out of it are still intact, the harelu tameim, because they could be used by themselves, these chains and hooks, they don't have to be connected to that piece of wood. Ha-ma'avel v'amizra. These are kalim that are used to clean off grain from the chaff that was around it. So maver is something that had these metal teeth coming out of it. It looked a little bit like a hand of a person, like some type of pitchfork. And they use it to move the hay from one place to the next. And the mizra is a kli which they would hold the grain and throw it up in the air to do the winnowing. So v'hamagov is another type of kli, is also some type of rake. To v'chein a masrik shel roish shel nitza or kom for one's hair shel nitla achzem mishneim v'osam shel matechas shineim v'osam shel matechas. One of the teeth coming out of these different types of rakes, pitchforks, or combs. It was made out of wood, and they switched some of the teeth of it, and they made it out of metal. Harel tameim. As long as one of them is metal, that's enough. Al kula mamar Rabbi Yeshua, da b'chidush chidush seifim vein limal oshev. Rabbi Yeshua, all these things is a very big chidush, because the mice is a kli eitz, and only one of the teeth of it is matechas. Even so, that's what Chachamim said.